It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
This is an ABC News special. When it comes to fighting for their candidates, they don't pull any punches. Mike Pence.
Hillary Clinton promises more of the same. More taxes, more regulation, more Obamacare.
Tim Kaine.
Donald Trump as commander-in-chief scares me to death.
Now tonight, on the biggest stage of their lives, the gloves are off. Live from Longwood University, this is the Vice Presidential Debate. Now reporting, George Stephanopoulos.
Good evening and welcome to the next pivotal moment in this tumultuous race for president. There is the stage at Longwood University, Farmville, Virginia, where the candidates for vice president will face off in their first and only debate, giving all of you your best chance yet to take the measure of those men and the candidates who chose them.
All right, so that was George Stephanopoulos beginning the evening last night for ABC. Did you see the debate between Tim Kaine and Mike Pence, the vice presidential candidates for this election, upcoming election? We're going to talk about it. We're going to open the phone lines and ask you what you thought, and I'm going to tell you what I thought. Now, last night, the moderator was Elaine Quijano. Elaine is from CBS. Of course, she's Hispanic. I have to say, she's getting a lot of criticism, and you know, certainly if she had a preference, it was probably Tim Kaine. She interrupted, I think, Pence like 70 times. So, but I do think that her questions were more fair than the last moderator. So I would say, you know, she asked some pretty good questions, even though she did sort of tip her hand as to her opinion. They all have opinions, and we know that they are not on the side of the Republicans. It was interesting to me that both of the candidates have sons who are serving overseas right now, serving with the armed forces. I think that's kind of a good thing. I think as they start discussing foreign policy, it surely affects their view, and they take it seriously. I thought that, let me tell you just a little bit about Tim Kaine. He talks about his qualifications. He was governor of Virginia. He's held a number of public offices. Tim Kaine was a missionary. He is Roman Catholic. But I think the part that, as I began to research Tim Kaine, because he seems like such a nice guy, and yet his policies are troubling. So what is that all about? And so now I know that Tim Kaine was, when he worked in Central America and South America, he was part of the liberation theology movement, and he worked with the communists slash Catholics, and there are some that are not good. And so Tim Kaine was aligned with those people in South America. So Mr. Missionary wasn't necessarily there to preach the gospel. He was there to propagate liberation theology, which is Marxism. And so Mike Pence, they're very evenly matched. You know, Mike Pence is a very mild-mannered, nice guy, comes across as a nice guy. And that's very true of Governor Mike Pence. Mike was the head of the Indiana Family Policy for a number of years, affiliated with Focus on the Family. Trying to talk too quickly. Focus on the Family. And Mike has a strong evangelical background. He also did a radio show. And certainly, if I had a favorite, I'll just say right up front, it would be Mike, because I've not because of this, but I have known him for a long time. He's a very gracious, committed Christian. Now, in his role as governor in Indiana, there have been some disappointments with him. So I'm just laying it out here. There have been disappointments in how he handled there was a pizza maker in Indiana, and the whole religious freedom situation. People wished that he had taken a stronger stand, and I certainly did too, I can tell you right now. But I thought that Mike certainly presented himself very well last night and held his own in the debate, and I thought Tim Kaine was petulant. He made some very good points, but petulant is the word that kept coming to my mind as I was listening. Did anybody think that Tim Kaine's mic was higher than Mike Pence, I think it was, for sure. Me with my ears. Yeah, it was a couple of decibels higher, and so was Elaine. So Mike had a little bit more trouble being heard. He already has kind of a nice, quiet, calm voice. But anyway, so those are just some observations. I'll make more as we go along. If you didn't have a chance to listen, Fox News did a bit of a potpourri last night that I want you to hear, and it'll give you a taste of what happened. Let's listen.
We trust Hillary Clinton as president and commander-in-chief, but the thought of Donald Trump as commander-in-chief scares us to death.
Senator, you and Hillary Clinton would know a lot about an insult-driven campaign.
Under Secretary Clinton's leadership, she was part of the national team, public safety team, that went after and revived the dormant hunt against bin Laden and wiped him off the face of the earth. And instead of 175,000 American troops deployed overseas, we now have 15,000.
Right, and
Iraq
has been overrun by ISIS.
If you want to have a society where people are respected and respect laws, you can't have somebody at the top who demeans every group that he talks about.
If Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables. Senator, please, you know, enough of this seeking every opportunity to demean law enforcement broadly by making the accusation of implicit bias every time tragedy occurs.
Elaine, people shouldn't be afraid to bring up issues of bias in law enforcement.
I think the fact that under this past administration, of which Hillary Clinton was a part, we've almost doubled the national debt is atrocious. In the wake of a season where American families are struggling in this economy, under the weight of higher taxes and Obamacare and the war on coal and the stifling avalanche of regulation coming out of this administration, Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine want more of the same.
The terrorist threat has decreased in some ways because bin Laden is dead. The terrorist threat has decreased in some ways because an Iranian nuclear weapons program has been stopped. The terrorist threat to United States troops has been decreased in some ways because there's not 175,000 in a dangerous part of the world. There's only 15,000, but there are other parts of the world that are challenging.
After traveling millions of miles as our Secretary of State, after being the architect of the foreign policy of this administration, America is less safe today than it was the day that Barack Obama became president of the United States. It's absolutely inarguable.
All right, so that was a potpourri. That was Fox's last night. That was their little rundown. That was a pretty good example, really, of how it went last night. I thought there were a lot of questions unanswered when Mike Pence tried to get into the Clinton Foundation fiasco. The moderator kept speaking up and talking over him, and so did Tim Kaine. It was like they had their marching orders that particular issue would not be allowed to be discussed. And so that's just one of the things that happened. By the way, unless I think I failed to tell you, we are live at the Cove this morning, and we have some faithful listeners, and this is when they are faithful, sitting here. Some of you, did you guys watch it on live stream last night? Yeah, you did? Yeah, so... Yeah. All right. And those of you at home, I'm sure, watched it. And by the way, those of you sitting here, if you have a phone and your AFR app, that'd be a nice way to listen this morning so you can hear when we take calls and stuff to make it possible for you to hear. Before we go to the phones, and by the way, you guys will have to help me because I don't remember the phone number and I didn't bring it with me. So, Jeff and Adam, if you guys could repeat the phone number for me and I'll give it out. You'd think I'd have it memorized. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. For those of you at home, can call in. 888-589-8840. This reminds me when I used to do radio in Chicago and I'd do the weather or the traffic or, you know, in between. And I would read it like every hour on the hour, and then I would leave. The show would be over and I'd say to myself, I wonder what the weather's like. Because I was reading copy and not paying any attention to what I was actually saying. So that's like the phone number. I say it every day, but I don't really know what it is. So 888-589-8840 is the number. For those of you at home, we'd love to hear from you and hear what you have to say. But meanwhile, we have all of these wonderful guests in the audience. And so let's talk about you guys first. For those of you that watched it, who do you think last night? Do you think... Forget what I said. I want to know what you think. You know I do. Tim Kaine or Mike Pence, who do you think prevailed last night? Who won the debate? Bruce, you want to carry that microphone over there?
I got your mic turned up so you can shout it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe, yeah, you could shout. All right, yeah, just do that at first. How many of you thinks Kane won? Oh.
One.
Did you think he won? Yeah, because. Oh, hang on a second. We've got a tangle. You don't want to talk to us? Just tell us why. Doesn't have to be fancy. No, she's not. All right, she's nervous.
I think Kane had a little less difficulty defending his boss. Donald Trump says a lot of things that Mike Pence really is embarrassed by, I get the feeling. And Kane has the same thing. He has trouble defending a lot of Hillary's policy and history. But I think with the moderator and he just had a little less trouble defending what his boss policy and what she said in the past and what she represents.
I think that's a good assessment, David. I think part of that is because Kane, as so many on the left, are not constrained by truth. And they're masters at a spin. And Mike Pence is an honest man. So I know I'm sure there are things about Trump that he said that Mike has trouble defending. But on the other hand, I do think that there was better defense. He didn't really get a chance. You know, Kane went in there with the idea. They said publicly that they were going after Donald Trump personally. And so he kept repeating. In fact, do any of those clips repeat the mantra of Kane on Trump? See, I'm leaving it up. See, we're making this up as we go along this morning because we don't have the usual tools that we have. Oh, okay. So, well, he kept saying, Trump, you know, he says women are pigs, and he had this whole line that he kept repeating of the worst things, and also twisted. At one point, Pence did correct him, and I was glad about that. It was on the Mexican immigrants. In fact, I think that's cut, too. Let's listen to that.
Great line from the Gospel of Matthew. The fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump says women should be punished, or Mexicans are rapists and criminals,
I'm telling
or John
you.
McCain's not a hero, he is showing you who he is.
Senator, you whipped out that Mexican thing again.
Can you defend it?
There are criminal aliens in this country, Tim, who have come into this country illegally, who are perpetrating violence
and taking American lives.
You want to
use a big tar brush against Mexicans?
He also said, and many of them are good people. You keep leaving that out of your quote. And if you want me to go there, I'll go there.
See, that's exactly what we're talking about. Some of the things that Trump said are accurate, you know, that he called some women. He called Rosie O'Donnell a pig. There's just, and he said, you know, recently when he was challenged about that, he said, well, she deserved it. So, you know, he's rough. He's a brawler. There's no question about it. And for gentlemen and Christians, that's hard to defend. We can't defend it. But it is also true that he didn't say all the things that Kane lined up in the way that Kane presented it, like that all Mexicans are rapists. That's ridiculous. And that is not true. He's talking about, we do have a huge problem with criminal, illegal immigrant crime. And we have people who have suffered. I've interviewed many of them who've lost kids and family through criminal aliens who should have been deported, many of them from Mexico, and they weren't. They're actually, I think probably Mexico is glad they're criminal element. We have the MS-13 gangs. It's MS-13, right, Bruce? MS-13 gangs coming across doing terrible things in Northern Virginia right now. So we have a problem with illegal immigrant crime from the Mexican, from Mexico. But it is also true that Trump said he's describing that, but he said, but many of them are good people. He did say that, but that's what they continue to leave off, and now it's become a soundbite. So he is defensible on some of those things, and I think Mike Pence did a pretty good job. I wish he had taken on a few more of them. But I agree with you. Tim Kaine was more aggressive. I'm not sure I agree that he won. And so I want to know what our listeners think and what you guys think. We're going to talk some more. We're going to take a break. This is Sandy Rios. We're coming to you live from the Cove. Are you guys still live? It was hard to get up this morning. All right, we'll be back in just a second. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We're going to Israel in March, March 9 through the 17th. We'll be going to the land of the Bible, the Holy Land. We'll be seeing so many places every day. The days are just full of things you've read about in the Bible. And one of the things that I enjoy about our trip is wearing people out. And we'll be wearing folks out during our trip of Israel, because I know that when folks pay to go to Israel, they want to see it all, and we'll be seeing it all, including Bethlehem, Jericho, Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Nazareth, and much, much more. Won't you join us on this special tour of Israel in March? For more information, just call us and we'll send you a brochure at 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or go on the web at twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
On October 6th and 7th, College of the Ozarks in beautiful Branson, Missouri will host the Pensmore National Symposium on Religious Liberty. Confirmed speakers include Dr. Ben Carson, Liberty Institute President Kelly Shackelford, and from the American Family Association, Abraham Hamilton III.
The founders enshrined religious liberty as the first among the freedoms protected in the Bill of Rights because they recognized that the prosperity of the American Republic rose or fell with its religious freedom.
As our nation spirals into a deeper moral pit, this event may reconnect attendees with the intents of the Founding Fathers. It's high time Christians did something to preserve our liberties before they're lost forever. The Pensmore National Symposium on Religious Liberty is designed to inspire participants with a greater resolve through better understanding of the issue. The cost is $50 per person, and student admission is free. More information is available at AFR.net.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with this Fox News and Commentary next. How would you like to finish your degree online? Truett McConnell University makes that possible with their top-notch online program. You can even earn a master's in theology. For 70 years, Truett McConnell University has been preparing students to fulfill God's high calling on their lives, on campus or online. A degree that can not only change your life, but also your workplace. Truett.edu is the website. That's truett.edu. Teachers at East Lake Elementary School in Georgia have been given until Friday to cleanse their classrooms of anything remotely religious.
They cannot have, you know, a Bible sitting on top of their desk, or they cannot have some other kind of religious doctrine sitting on their desk. They cannot have, you know, scriptures or from whatever religion they subscribe to adorned to their walls.
That's J.D. Hardin, the spokesman for Henry County Schools. Mr. Hardin says it's not a new policy, just a reminder that teachers must follow federal law. And that means no angels or crosses or T-shirts with Christian messages. And listen to what Mr. Hardin said when I asked if it was okay to have a Bible in the library.
So that's a good question. I don't know that we have any Bibles within our libraries. Obviously, it is a text.
So basically, God just got kicked out of grade school. I'm Todd Stearns.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the Morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Donald Trump must give the American public his tax returns to show that he's qualified to be president, and he's breaking his promise.
You can roll out the numbers and the sunny side, but I got to tell you, people in Scranton, no different. People in Fort Wayne, Indiana, no different. And the answer to this economy is not more taxes. Thank you, Senator.
These guys have praised Vladimir Putin as a great leader. How can they defend
Senator Regions? I must have hit a nerve here.
Why the disconnect? You know, there's an old proverb that says the Russian bear never dies, it just hibernates. And the truth of the matter is the weak and feckless foreign policy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama has awakened an aggression in Russia.
Senator,
if your son or my son handled classified information the way Hillary Clinton did, they'd be court-martialed.
He's called women slobs, pigs, dogs, disgusting. He went after John McCain, a POW, and said he wasn't a hero because he'd been captured.
There they go again.
I have said to Governor Pence, I can't imagine how you can defend your running mate's position on one issue after the next. And yet, he is asking everybody to vote for somebody that he cannot defend.
Just trying to keep up with the insult-driven campaign on the other side of the table.
I'm just saying facts about your running mate.
Yeah.
All right, so that was CNN's potpourri of the debate last night, and that was, of course, between Mike Pence and Tim Kaine. And we are live at the Cove this morning talking about this dreadful stuff. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for coming and sitting and enjoying. I wish all of you listening could see. Because we're doing the live show, they can't hear the clips, and they won't be able to hear you when you talk. So they all have their smartphones, and they're hearing in delay, and they're trying to listen and respond. So we're making it up as we go along, and it's kind of fun. But, all right, so we've had one of our listeners here who thinks that Tim Kaine won. And I'd be interested to know what the rest of you think, too, although that's not the only question. Were there moments in the debate that you thought were noteworthy? Are they things that you wish were said, your observations about the debate? So there we go. Our phone number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Let's go to Texas and talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Sandy. You know, wanted to mention that Kaine does not speak for American Catholics. He's Catholic in name only, and to many of us, we're totally against liberation theology. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
We were proud that Mike Pence spoke more truly about the gospel of life and the sanctity of life, and smartly by bringing up partial birth abortion, you know, which was really excellent. And I do think if Mike was lower and that Kaine was petulant, you're totally right about that, but you know, really proud of how Pence handled himself, and to me, he's truer of a Christian than any semblance of Kaine.
You know, Tim Kaine's position on abortion is what politicians have been saying for decades, and it's never washed with me. I am personally pro-life, but we can't let that interfere with public policy. In fact, we have a clip on that. Let's listen to it. It's clip 3.
I think you should live your moral values, but the last thing, the very last thing that government should do is have laws that would punish women who make reproductive choices. And that is the fundamental difference between a Clinton-Kaine ticket and a Trump-Pence ticket that wants to punish women who make that choice.
It's really not. Donald Trump and I would never support legislation that punished women who made the heartbreaking choice to end a pregnancy.
And why did Donald Trump say that?
We just never would.
Why did he say that?
Well, look, he's not a polished politician like you and Hillary Clinton. Let's welcome the children into our world. There are so many families around the country who can't have children. We could improve adoption so that families that can't have children can adopt more readily those children.
Why don't you trust women to make this choice for themselves? We can encourage people to support life, of course we can, but why don't you trust women? Why doesn't Donald Trump trust women to make this choice for themselves? That's what we ought to be doing in public life, living our lives of faith or motivation with enthusiasm and excitement, convincing each other, dialoguing with each other about important moral issues of the day.
Because
but on fundamental issues of morality, we should let women make their own decisions.
Because a society can be judged by how it deals with its most vulnerable, the aged, the infirm, the disabled, and the unborn. I believe it with all my heart, and I couldn't be more proud to be standing with a pro-life candidate in Donald Trump.
All right, so that was the clip. And that's what Pence had to say. And I think that, Joe, that's probably the most egregious thing about Kaine when you say he's not really a Catholic. It is a hard sell, isn't it? Is it not, to have someone who claims to be a follower of Jesus in the Catholic tradition who believes women should have a right to kill their babies?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. They always pull the death penalty out, which is a big farce, because in 1 week of abortion, you compares with the death penalty, it's just this falsehood. Mario Cuomo started it way back when, and Nancy Pelosi, all the rest, the vice president, carried this on, and it's a real disgrace to Christianity.
It is a disgrace, and that's why many of us are calling out now. We are actually drawing a line in the sand. I think we've had it. I mentioned a letter that went out what week are we in? I think the beginning of this week, I talked about this letter that's calling out Catholics and evangelicals, organizations, people who are cooperating with the left to to confuse the body of Christ and to confuse the world on what Christianity really, where Christianity is very clear on the moral issues. And we find that George Soros, the atheist yep. Hungarian billionaire, is funding yep. so much of this nonsense. And it's time for it to stop and for people to stop to hear about this and stop being confused. Hey, Joe, thank you. I appreciate your call this morning. Let's go to Iowa and talk to Tyler. Good morning, Tyler. Oops, we now are going to Virginia to talk to Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Oh, hi, Sandy. I think you're wonderful. I'm Catholic, too. I repudiate Kim Kane as well. I have 5 points to make, so I have to talk fast. I tell people who listen to you, you should be required listening for every American. About Pence, he was articulate, a gentleman. Kane kept trying to talk over him whenever he was trying to make some really important points that were very had to be heard, but, you know, Kane did not want them heard. Of course, that's what the Democrats do. But here's the most important thing. And also let me mention, please, if you're a reader, please get the book Liberalism by Burgess Owens. It is shockingly, it'll open your eyes to the Democratic Party and their communist roots. And the last thing is, 1 in 6 Americans are voting in elections, the presidential. We have got to get out there. I am doing it, but other people have to join me. You go up to complete strangers, you know, be careful. But I'm telling you, white people mostly, because blacks are typically all registered to vote, but whites are not. And the polls, the registration closes in Virginia October 18th, and the election is November 8th. We don't have a lot of time. So go up to complete strangers now. Please start doing it wherever you are and ask if they're registered to vote. And trying to talk them into voting for Trump. I am doing this, and it's not easy. Because you'd be surprised the number of young people not interested. I'm getting to the point where I'm begging people. So that's all I had to say.
Amy, hold on just 1 second. You know, did you see the J. Christian Adams has just written an article in PJ Media about the thousands of illegal immigrants who are registered to vote in Virginia, and probably likely many thousands more. And now the story this morning are numbers coming out of Pennsylvania of illegal immigrants. They're signing up for the most part through this motor voter law, which President Obama was the chief architect of when he was a senator in Illinois. So people are coming into getting their driver's license and registering to vote. And officials are not willing to clean the voter rolls. And so we're going to be overwhelmed. And that's why Amy's plea to every person listening, every person in this room, is to register, tell people to register, motivate people. You cannot be silent now. You will regret someday that you did not do everything you could to pull this country back. Amy.
And you can register people on smartphones. Did you know that? I didn't know. But if you have a smartphone, take it with you. Be ready in case you come across someone. And go to the people in the convenience stores who are stocking the shelves in Target, who are just because the ones who are less educated whites are the ones who are not voting. So they either have a high school diploma or no degree. And that's your group. Because blacks, as I said, mostly are you know, they're registered, whether they're going to vote for Trump or Hillary, they're already registered.
All right, Amy, that's really interesting. And what she just said, and for those of you who couldn't hear her, Amy said you can actually register people to vote anywhere on your smartphone. When people always call in and say, what can I do? Well, this is something that you could do. And she said it's mostly poorer white people who are not registered to vote, at least in Virginia is what she's finding. It's interesting. Who would have thought? And she said most black Americans are registered. I think that's interesting, too. So this is not black against white. This is Americans who love this country and love God and want to preserve for our families a moral order, a law and order. This is when we must band together all colors and all races and fight this evil, because it is evil. All right, so thanks a lot, Amy. Let's go to hang on a second. All right, let's go to Virginia and talk to David.
Yeah, hey, Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know who won last night, if you want to go about points. I'll give you my observation, though. Every time a question was asked to Tim Kaine, he would take so much time answering, and then Mike Pence would have a chance to talk, and as soon as he brought up a good point, Kaine would talk over him. It happened over and over. And then when Pence was asked a question, he'd be answering the question, and Kaine would immediately talk over him as soon as he made a good point. So that's what really frustrated me the most. Now, about Tim Kaine, I live in Virginia, And I'll tell you, Tim Kaine is a wolf in sheep's clothing. That is why Hillary picked him. And I'll give you some examples. He was only one of eight senators who boycotted Benjamin Netanyahu's speech before the joint session. He was one of only a few senators who voted for the UN to have a power over the United States to take away our gun laws. He was one of only a few senators who, when there was that so-called shutdown of the government that the left really did every time they do these CRs, and because Obama's whole 8 years, we never passed a single budget the way it was always done every other time throughout this country. So while we had that fake shutdown, Tim Kaine closed his offices. Now, Mark Warner is the other senator in Virginia, and he's a left of the left. His offices were open. I could speak to him throughout that time. I called Tim Kaine every day, and through that whole sham, he had his office closed to his constituents, even though the Senate was in session and he was getting paid. He wanted as painful as possible for his constituents to feel that they could not contact their senator because, in his eyes, in Obama's eyes, the Republicans closed the government. So he has been the left of the left ever since he has been in power. It's just what he's going to continue to do. He's not for America. He's not for the people of America. He is for the ruling class elite and hurts us at every turn.
Wow. David, I appreciate you telling us that. And that's information. You know, it's funny. Isn't it amazing to how the left finds people who sound so nice. I remember Dick Durbin when he ran for Senate in Illinois. Of course, I knew the real story in him. I was working for Al Salvi, who was his opponent. And Dick Durbin, as we discovered, it's the first time I'd seen him on the public scene. He's from downstate Illinois, wore a little bow tie, just, you know, nice guy. Man, insidious, evil, a liar, everything out of his mouth. But it all sounded so nice. And so this is kind of what you're describing with Tim Kaine. And I appreciate your insight, because we would not have known all those things, David, if you hadn't told us. Thank you. Let's come back to the room here. David, now I know you couldn't hear that, but you had some other comments. David, in the room here from... David, where are you from?
Ohio.
David from Ohio is right here with us. David, you had some comments last night about how you think it went.
Yes, I thought the Kaine-Pence argument went well for Pence because he was a little stronger, just those two in the room. His delivery was better. His defense of his own resume was better as a legislature and as governor. But the Pence-Trump ticket had a little more difficulty defending against the Kaine-Clinton ticket as a group.
Yeah.
But I thought if it was just the individuals, Pence was a lot stronger than Kaine in that debate last night.
I know we have no way of knowing this, but if you were undecided, and I haven't asked if you aren't, How would that debate have affected your feeling about this election?
Two things. The demeanor was a lot different. Kaine was staccatic and attacking. Pence was awfully reserved and stately, I thought. And on the foreign policy issue, there was just no question in my mind that Kaine had a real difficult time defending the Middle East policy for Hillary Clinton.
He kept saying... we stopped nuclear weapons in Iran. I actually wished Mike had been a little clearer about why that was ridiculous. And he, in his own gentlemanly way, he countered it. But that, Iran is the largest sponsor of state terror in the world. And we just sent them, $1.7 billion in cash on a plane. And we're funding what they're doing. And they're the ones that, you know, that developed the IEDs that killed our soldiers. So many of our soldiers are maimed because of the Iranians. So here we're sending them all this cash. But don't worry, nothing to see here. The Iran deal was, you know, that was terrific. And we have stopped them from developing their nuclear weapons. What they don't say is they're the inspectors. They're telling us whether they're complying with the rules and regulations. It is an absolutely ridiculous agreement, a dangerous agreement. And Kaine kept repeating that. And it should be tougher to defend than it was, actually. They should be shredded for what they have done in Iran. All right, we're going to go take a break. And we'll be back in a second. By the way, the phone number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We're coming to you live from the cold. Everybody, say goodbye for the moment. And we'll be right back in a second. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
We are not allowed to have a U-Haul that comes to heaven with us.
Anna Marie Travers has an AFA Foundation charitable gift annuity.
The Lord has given us things that we can acquire, but you know, everything will stay here, and I'm so thankful for the American Family Annuity Fund, where we can give some to something that we so highly value.
Through the AFA Foundation, a charitable gift annuity provides a monthly income as well as a legacy of support for the American Family Association.
I cannot recommend a better person than they have at AFA to help you with getting your annuity fund. It was so easy.
Call the AFA Foundation today to find out how you can set up a charitable gift annuity. Just call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The Decision America Tour with Franklin Graham.
I'm traveling to all 50 states to hold prayer rallies. We're asking Christians to vote for candidates that stand for biblical principles and biblical moral values and engage in your community by living and sharing your faith.
The Decision America Tour with Franklin Graham.
And I'm going to be sharing the gospel.
You'll find rally dates and locations, plus information on how you can be involved at DecisionAmericaTour.com.
Now is the time to take a stand.
Nothing but truth. It's Crane Durham's Corner of the World, where hard-hitting questions are asked.
People are going to be looking for answers.
And he's heard here, only on American Family Radio.
America needs to be restored to our fundamental foundation, which benefits us all.
From economics and national security to life and marriage, you'll hear the top stories of the day. Experience nothing but truth for yourself. Weekdays at 5 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
American Family Radio is for your family.
Growing up, didn't have much of a male figure in my life. In and out of foster homes, in and out of jails. And no one taught me about anything. And I went to jail 3 times to prison before age of 19. Shot in the chest, eyes beat chasing, the whole bit. While I was there, I discovered the AFR. And just the men on the shows kind of helped me decide and shape my worldview. And eventually in December 6th of 96, I asked forgiveness. And I'm teaching my son the value, his value, which nobody taught me. And I give AFR credit.
You can hear more stories of changed lives during our 3-day Share-a-thon starting October 18th. American Family Radio, 25 years on the battlefront for your family.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. The Obama Justice Department has intervened yet again to help Hillary Clinton win in November. Evidently, it's not content with protecting the Democratic presidential candidate against prosecution for her compromise of classified information or the corrupt abuse of the Office of Secretary of State to enrich her family and its charitable foundation. The department just prevented the disclosure of documents that would likely have exposed Mrs. Clinton's role in the disastrous decision to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi and arm his jihadist opponents. As a result, years of politically motivated prosecution of Mark Turi, a man wrongly accused of gun-running to Libya, has come to an abrupt end. That's good news for Mr. Turi. It's bad news for voters who will shortly have to evaluate the fitness of a potential commander-in-chief on the basis of spin rather than her actual record of malfeasance. This is Frank Affney.
Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
For me, the sanctity of life proceeds out of the belief that that ancient principle that where God says, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. And so for my first time in public life, I've sought to stand with great compassion for the sanctity of life. The state of Indiana has also sought to make sure that we expand alternatives in healthcare counseling for women, non-abortion alternatives. I'm also very pleased the fact we're well on our way in Indiana to becoming the most pro-adoption state in America. I think if you're going to be pro-life, you should be pro-adoption. But what I can't understand is with Hillary Clinton and now Senator Kaine at her side is to support a practice like partial birth abortion. I mean, to hold to the view, and I know, Senator Kaine, you hold pro-life views personally,
so
but the very idea that a child into the world
and adoption
could still have their life taken from them is just anathema to me. And I can't conscience about a party that supports that.
Birth abortion. Okay, so that was Mike Pence talking in the debate last night. We're live at the Cove this morning. Good morning, everybody. They're filtering through and they're doing their best to hang in there, even though they can't quite hear all the phone calls. But it was quite a debate last night. I thought it was actually very, it wasn't a waste of time. I thought they had some good exchanges, and I think we learned some things about these candidates. And by the way, David called in from Virginia, and for the sake of people here in the room, and just to repeat, he was talking about how Kaine's record, he just talking about what Tim Kaine's record actually is. He said he was one of only 8 senators who boycotted Netanyahu's speech when he came from Israel. He was also, I got to read my notes here. I'm sorry, I can't read my own writing. But let's just say he's not good on the gun law. Not at all good on the gun law. And also, he closed his own offices in the Congress when the fake government shutdown. Remember how they fanned the flames of shutting the government down? And what they did was they made things appear worse, and they made constituents suffer because they were trying to blame the Republicans. It was such a game, which is what happens in Washington all the time. All right, so let's go back to the phones because we have lots of people with lots of really good things to say. And let's go first to Carolyn. Good morning, Carolyn.
Hi, Sandy. It's so nice to talk to you. About half the things I was all fired up about, I've got so nervous now, I don't know if I'll remember them or not.
Oh, you will. Just take a breath. You're going to remember it.
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say that Governor Pence definitely won, in my opinion. He did an outstanding job. I was really proud of him. I felt really proud of America again when I heard him speak. It just brought tears to my eyes because he just really stands for what our country's all about. And I was very proud of him. But it was very disturbing that the moderator didn't have more control, and she allowed all the interruptions from the very first time that Governor Pence spoke. He was just interrupted, and it just seemed like she just never was able to get control of that. And I was glad to see Governor Pence jump in finally and start interrupting him. But it disturbs me that they never bring up the fact they're always on Donald Trump for all the money he's made and this and that, always talking about his money. And yet Bill and Hillary did nothing but immediately leave the White House. And in fact, I understand they stole all kinds of things from the White House, but they moved on from there, and they didn't let any grass grow under their feet before they were out there just bringing out all kinds of money. Bill charging, what is it, $500,000 per speech?
I mean, yes, something like that.
Talk about greed, and then their daughter getting a job for, what was it, $650,000 a year or something like that, her first job out of college. Come on. I mean, things like that, if that's not greed, I don't know what is. And for them to put down Donald Trump over his money, I find that very disturbing. In fact, that Kaine talked about Social Security and how they're going to save Social Security. Well, Hillary hasn't done anything to do a thing about the fact that they're taking our Social Security money now and using it all for all kinds of special interest groups and everything else. I mean, what about that? So how are they going to do anything? Hillary has done nothing to turn that around. And I just feel as though the whole way that the media has treated Donald Trump is so biased. It makes me so angry. I could spit, you know.
Well, Pat, this is a war. This is a war. And so our opponents are not going to be nice. They are fighting a war against us. It's guerrilla warfare. It's open warfare. And we have to fight back. And that's why, you know, I think that's probably one of the most disgusting things and difficult for me on the front lines in Washington is to watch the Republican leadership. Oh, well, that's, you know, that's not really good. It's a war, and they don't seem to recognize it. And so don't expect it to be fair. It's going to be a fight, and we're going to have to fight back. Those were great comments, Carolyn, and thank you for those. Oh, Pat, I mean. And by the way, she said, she thought that Governor Pence won. She said that he made her proud of America again. That was Carolyn, by the way. He made her proud of America, and she thought it was disturbing that the moderator who was, again, Elaine Quijano from CBS, kept interrupting Pence when he tried to talk. She also said that they talk a lot about Donald Trump's money, but they didn't talk about the Clintons and how they made their money. They had nothing. This is a thing for me. When they came into the White House, they had nothing, and now they are multi-millionaires. And there's a reason for that, because they have extorted money, and they have used their position to make themselves rich. And that's very different than building a business. And so, anyway, she said a lot of other things, but those were some of the high points. Let's go to Pat. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Ms. Rios, this is Captain Pan from the great, mighty state of Texas, and I just want to let you know that in the military, we have to move around a lot, as you know. I actually grew up in Virginia, so I agree with your caller that talked about Tim Kaine. I was there for all those governors, and Tim Kaine was pretty much the worst. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he was the Pitts, and that's why he was no longer the governor. Now, moving off of that right there, the other thing I'll say about Tim Kaine, as I told your person, your producer, hey, look, that guy was like a little Mexican chihuahua. He was hyperactive. He was all over the place, and he definitely did not show that he had the temperament to be commander-in-chief, dog catcher, or any other elected position. But there's a reason that Hillary Clinton picked him, and that came true in the clip that you just played talking about the question on what is it about your character or whatever the thing is, and he talked about your faith, yeah? And he stated in there that personally he holds this view, but it's all up for compromise, all up for grabs as long as the money's right in the political field. That told me that the guy has no core, no center. In the military, we have this little thing. I know the Democrats don't like to hear it. It's called integrity, and for that matter, some Republicans too. You're known by your word. That guy doesn't have any core. He doesn't stand anywhere. He just goes whichever way the wind blows, and he has he's a faithful lapdog. We saw that much for the Hillary Clinton agenda, and that was just crazy. He had a couple talking points that he needed to get in, like a little kid playing double Dutch rope or whatnot. He just had to get in and get in and get in and get in. And the travesty was that the moderator, if and when she did show up, she only showed up to shut down Mike Pence. Whenever Mike Pence struck a nerve that went against the liberal media agenda, wow, she was in there like white on rice, shutting him down vociferously. Now, whenever Tim Kaine made some type of retarded charge or whatever the case was, she would not allow Mike Pence to even make a comeback or respond to it or anything like that. He literally, at one point, he had to ask her, can I respond to that? Thank you. I just think that what Mike Pence did was everything that who is not voting them. Now, follow me on this. I voted for Ted Cruz. And I will never vote for Hillary Clinton. But I do not want to vote for Donald Trump. Therefore, I will pull the lever against Hillary Clinton. The name on the lever will be Donald Trump. But I will be voting for Mike Pence. You understand what I'm saying?
Because yes,
that
sir.
Guy
yep.
Right there, he showed exactly what it means to be a Christian. And I think the most salient point that he made, the best moment of the night, was using that platform, that national debate stage, to bring up the right of unborn children to life and the wickedness that is in Democrat Party politics, Hillary Clinton as a person, and then Tim Kaine as someone who has no integrity, no core, no conviction, no values, or anything that he's willing to compromise, and drew that line in the sand, and also showed that there's a difference between the future for America that the Republican ticket offers and the future for America that the Democrat ticket offers. One other comment, please. I don't like the way that they did not bring up economics and talking about the fact that we're almost on the brink of World War III with Russia because of Hillary Clinton and Democrat policy. She's just more of the same, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, Pat, listen, all great comments. As always, it's really good to hear from you. Those are very astute observations, so thanks for calling. For those of you in the room, it's going to be hard for me to repeat all of that, but Pat is military. He calls often. He's always very articulate and insightful, and he said he won't be pulling the lever for Donald Trump, but he'll pull it for Mike Pence, and he'll pull it against Hillary Clinton when he votes. And he talked about Tim Kaine's, just his character, that he doesn't seem to have the character. It seemed like a, well, my word is petulant. That's not what he said. But he had talking points, and I think that's true. Tim Kaine had talking points that he'd memorized, but he doesn't speak from the heart. If he spoke from the heart, he would be consistent on his view of abortion. It's all spin. It's all political spin and what is expedient for the party and to win. And Mike Pence spoke from the heart, and I think that was powerful. Let's go to Sherry in Illinois. Good morning, Sherry. Oh, we're going to go to Jim. We're going to go to Jim in Mississippi. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, Miss Sandy, finally. Okay, good morning. A great program.
Good morning.
I listen to you in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, I'm African-American and a veteran, and I definitely would be voting for Mr. Trump. I was with him from the very beginning, and I have not wavered, just like being a believer of Jesus. I have not wavered one bit because I understand the stakes, and I can see through everything that the media and the left is doing. I see through it. But my one point on last night, and it seemed like they missed it every time, when Cain said, my son is a Marine and in the military, and I want Hillary for commander-in-chief, they never used that part where to say, well, I hope that we don't get that same call that we didn't get during Benghazi to come and rescue your son. We missed that point from putting it out there against them.
Jim, I totally agree with you. I thought the same thing. By the way, Jim is a black, he's a supporter of Trump. He's saying that when Tim Kaine mentioned that his son was a Marine and he's active duty, that he would want Hillary Clinton to be in charge in the White House because she would keep his son safer. That's basically what he said. And Jim is saying, basically, are you kidding me? What about the call? What about the guys at Benghazi who were left out there to dry, and many other cases where Hillary Clinton has failed in her duties as the head of the State Department, and certainly will not be any better as a commander-in-chief. Hey, listen, thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate that. Let's go to Rob in Ohio. Rob, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Sandy. I just wanted to tip in on the fact that Pence brought up the issue of life. I'm so glad he did, and he was very articulate in that. And, Kane's stance on it, like you say, is it's kind of moral relativism at its greatest, I guess, where he says personally he disagrees, but the government, has no right to say it. And it just kind of displays, the lack of moral order, like you say, that we really are looking for as Christians for our nation. You know, they want immoral order where it's, everything is, right based on whatever the person thinks is right. And that's moral relativism right there when it comes to, either the right of life or homosexuality or transgenderism or, the list goes on and on. Kaepernick, standing up and, or kneeling against the national anthem, people will say, well, that's his right. It is his right. That doesn't make it right. But everyone says, if it's right to him, then it's right. And we have no right to tell him it's wrong. But,
Rob, I'll tell you something. I think that Pence could have taken it further on the life issue. I believe he should have, I'm quarterback. Here I am, the armchair quarterback. But he should have mentioned the baby body parts thing, because Planned Parenthood and Cecile Richards she's one of the strongest supporters. She's officially on the campaign. Planned Parenthood is selling baby body parts, harvesting them. That is absolutely abominable. And that's what they support. They are all in for Planned Parenthood, and so is Tim Kaine. And so I think I would like to have had Mike Pence even make that clearer. Rob, thank you so much for calling, and thank you to all of you sitting here at the Cove. You want to say goodbye to everybody? Bye, everybody. Listen, thank you. This has been a great time, and I appreciate all of your comments online. On the phone. Can you tell I'm juggling a few balls here? You guys are doing a great job. I learn so much from you when you call in and your insights, and those of you in the room too. It's iron sharpening iron. We need each other during this time. The debate last night was interesting. If you haven't seen it, you can go online, of course, and watch it. And we should post that, Adam, on our Facebook page so that people can watch it. All right. Don't forget, you can get the AFR Talk app, and you can listen to the show anywhere you are overseas, wherever you are, and even if there's not a station in your area. It's been my pleasure to spend this morning with you. Thank you so much for listening. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.